Let's make some money.
Get them to sign on the line which is dotted.
This is the Focus Group with John and Tim.
Hey, welcome back to the Focus Group. This is Tim Bennett here with my good friend and co-host John Nash. We take an entertaining look at the world of business, and that's what we're going to do right now. Joining us, as promised, is creative director and publisher of Man About World, Billy Culver. And you may know Billy as being one of the original editors of Out and About. And today he's here to talk to us about Man About World, which is the first gay travel magazine specifically built for iPad. So welcome to the show, Billy.
Thank you very much, Tim.
What is a magazine just for iPad? John and I know this is right up John's alley.
So the magazine experience is being transformed in a really dramatic way, and it takes the interactive elements of online and brings them to the immersive part to the sort of lean back recreation experience of a magazine. So it is the magazine experience broadened to include video and audio and
so it's like an interactive magazine, I guess.
It's an interactive magazine, and some people are calling them interactive magazines or
smart magazine.
Smart magazine is a great title.
Look at Matt,
I think you just coined a new term.
Smart. It's a smart magazine.
It's a smart magazine.
So what happens with you're not doing any print. You're not printing the magazine.
Correct.
And
because you can't, ultimately, because right. The page is no longer a two-dimensional flat page. It is literally three dimensions and multiple layers.
Now, did you do this out of necessity or because?
We did it because it's the future. There are other ways. You know, you look at magazines like OutServe, which are using MagCloud, which is another sort of modern way to deliver information.
Right.
But we saw what was happening with digital magazines, with smart magazines, and we thought, this is the future. And when you see what's happening, even magazines like The New Yorker, which are so text-heavy, but you look at the smart version of The New Yorker on the iPad now, and you hear the poets actually reading their poetry. It's a totally...
Well, I have to interrupt and say I'm guilty of the smart magazine befuddling me, because I opened this issue, the October issue of Man About World, and I'm just ogling these two boys in Rio de Janeiro.
You mean oogling?
Oogling, and there's this little icon here that says on, off, buy it. And it's actually a music clip that was playing. And Matt's looking at me because we're hearing music and it's coming from the iPad. My apologies. It came from the smart magazine.
We're used to it.
So there are a lot of interface things that are new for people. And it's new technology and it's still a little bit quirky and it's still a little bit
audio,
buggy.
Video.
Audio, video, slideshows, anything that you can build in HTML. So ultimately, anything that could be on a website can live on the page of a smart magazine.
So here's the thing for travel, and you've been in and about travel for most of your career, and
all of my career.
It's a wonderful thing. You know, you're bringing some wonderful content to everybody, but a printed magazine has the ability. There's discovery that happens. If Man About World were a print publication and we're laying at someone's coffee table and you went over for a visit and you started flipping through and you saw pictures of Rio and Spain and any other destination, you might say, I got to check this out. I got to get a subscription. So how does discovery happen in the modern age with a digital magazine that doesn't have a physical presence?
So we sort of combine... The discovery is really through social media and the modern ways and word of mouth. You know, we don't have the iTunes newsstand was designed for discovery, but iTunes newsstand is, again, still a very new product, and people don't think to go there to look for new magazines. We don't have a lot of magazines are putting up trial issues,
yep.
Sort of sample issues in the iTunes newsstand. We went with a free trial subscription, so you have to commit to turning off auto-renew if you don't want it, but you can get 1 or 2 months free when you subscribe, so you can actually see 1 or 2 issues and look through them entirely to see what's in them. So the discovery process is different. It's a new frontier. But the discovery process of once you find this magazine, say, oh, okay, I'm going to check out Man About World, it's the same thing. You take your iPad and you're sitting on the beach or on the couch or in the John, and you can flip through it page by page, and you can swipe from page to page and sort of look and see. And if there's something that interests you, you can get a much deeper view into Rio or Brussels or Cologne or one of the, you know, 8 or 9 destinations.
I'm a little fearful now, John, because I envision now you go to get your hair cut or I go to your house, and when you're still sleeping and I want to leaf through a book, I'm not going to be able to.
There'll be nothing to leave through.
People are just going to have these clutter-free houses of any sort of printed material.
Though I have to say, you know, I at home, I have a stack of magazines sitting that I never read. Right. Every 6 months I go and I purge them and I throw them out. And it makes me feel awful about
you and I are the same way,
the paper waste.
Yeah.
And this way you have them. They update in your newsstand. You'll see the new cover if it's up there. If it intrigues you and you have the time, you'll go and look at it. If you don't have the time, as many of us do, it's sitting there and waiting for you. And if somebody says, oh, you're going to Rio, there was an amazing article on Rio in Man About World in October, you can go back, you can find the October issue. You don't have to go to the library or order a back issue or try and find it online and use an online experience, which is not nearly
never,
as...
Never is quite as tactile.
As tactile an interface. So it's all there waiting for you.
Is it just iPad?
In the cloud. We went with just iPad. The Mag Plus, which is the platform that we publish on, is available for... all tablets. It's available for Android and iPad. We made the decision because with Android, you do have to design for the different
ratios.
And being a small, tiny startup of three people and without really strong design skills, we felt like we would go where the biggest hit was. Right. And the reality is Apple has 70% of the tablet market. I think in the game market, it's probably even a greater percentage.
Yeah. Totally agree with that.
And it's also, you know, we tell people who are just looking at buying a tablet, considering buying a tablet, people will always develop for Apple first because of that. In the same way that apps appear on the iPhone before they appear on Android, if you want to be where what's new and happening and exciting and trendy is, it's on the iPad first. And so we felt that that was a place where we could be first. Eventually, we would love to support all of the tablets.
Now, I guess for me, the next logical question would be if the delivery mechanism is digital, something tells me that while you may have eliminated paper and the printer and the mailing costs to put together a publication, and for our listeners, Man About World is a beautiful magazine. It's a really immersive, fun read, smart read. You could easily plan a wonderful trip to any of the destinations they're profiling. So having set up this earlier paradigm of like, okay, you get rid of the paper thing, my suspicion is this is not a cheap venture to do at all because you're sending people around the world. And I know that hotels and airlines do some exchanges to get people to talk about them, but you still have to get the content, right?
So one of the things that led us to launch this business is that when we started and built Out and About, we developed a truly unique way of generating content. And it is one part research and it's one part on the ground exploration, and it is three parts of networking to find the correct information. And so in the same way, if you were looking to plan a trip to Rio and you didn't know where to start, and you would start on Google and you would go to TripAdvisor and you would go to Fromers and you would look and see what everybody else writes and you'd find the blogs, and then you would try and find friends of friends who matched your sensibilities around travel and get their opinions and their information and cajole them and remind them into giving you hotel recommendations and restaurant recommendations. And then you combine all of that and you then go and re-verify and ask what is involved. That's sort of the process that we use. So we are on the ground, like all travel publications, we do accept some sponsorship, but at the same time, in fact, we just wrote about Cologne and we stayed at a really lovely hotel, the Park Inn, and we told them we couldn't put them in the issue because from a location standpoint, it just didn't fit where our readers would want to be.
Cut to the bags being thrown out the door.
Cut to really strong pressure from the Cologne Tourist Board to put them in. And I know this is what mainstream travel publications face. And fortunately, we're not as dependent on advertising revenue that we can't say, I'm sorry, we just can't do it. You know, what we decided with Out and About is our reader is always the most important thing. We're never going to be a successful travel publication if we don't put their interests first. So our unique ability to create this content because of our long history in the travel business, because of our vast social networks of people who are willing and eager to help us out to make this venture a success, and because of our great knowledge of the destinations, the content itself is our secret sauce.
Secrets, I like that. We're talking to Billy Kolber. He is the creative director and publisher of a really cool new gay travel magazine called Man About World, available at iTunes and the App Store. In fact, it's iPad specific. We are going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, more with Billy and Man About World. So stay with us.
The Focus Group is brought to you by the Volkswagen Passat, 2012 Motor Trend Car of the Year. That's the power of German engineering. Learn more at VW.com. Focus on the outside of business.
Outside of business.
With the Focus Group.
You really believe we can succeed?
Yes.
Hey, welcome back to the Focus Group. This is Tim Bennett here with my good friend and co-host John Nash, and we have the pleasure of speaking with Billy Kolber, who's the publisher and creative director of Man About World magazine. If you're following along, or you can check out our Facebook page, and there's details there about how to download the magazine, how to get it, cost of subscription, and that sort of stuff, and we'll get you to plug that at the end. But I'm going to, in our short amount of time, Billy, ask you the question I ask every travel person, because you were alluding to it when you talked about not putting cologne into your book. A lot of stuff I get frustrated with travel writers is everything's wonderful. I never see anything about, you know, don't go here or stay away or get out. So is there a place that you've been to that A, you did not like, and B, you would not go back to?
There are certainly individual places and venues that I go to that I haven't liked and wouldn't go back to. And in fact, in many of our destination write-ups, we include don't go and don't do.
You do.
And this
okay.
is a waste of time.
Well, see, that's great then, because I like that. Because a lot of John and I did a trip to Brazil. And when I read about it from the writers that were with us, I was like, were we on the same trip?
Stuff. There are a couple factors at play. I mean, one is that travel writers are often shown a particular slice of a venue. And we go about it a little differently. We won't participate in press trips. So, for instance, Cologne, we went and said, we want to cover Cologne, and these are the things we want to see.
Wow.
And if they cooperate, great. We appreciate it. If they don't, we go and do it anyway. And even if they do cooperate, we're very clear that we write what we know our readers want to hear. And that's the good and the bad. And it's a perspective. It's a perspective that ultimately, and the other thing is about travel, that it's so subjective. You know, if I'm used to staying at the Four Seasons and I stay at the Sheraton, I think, eh. And if I'm used to staying at the Red Roof Inn and I stay at the Sheraton, I say, oh, this is really nice. So, you know, nice and great is all relative. We try and give you the details, the salient details about a place that allow you to picture whether it's going to be right for you.
So you don't have to name a name of a hotel or anything, but a location. So is there a location that's just not a favorite location of yours?
No. You know, I think...
Here we go. Remember what I got Luana saying?
She did confess to a...
She did finally come to a location. I mean, you're not bashing a location. I know there's one.
Even Las Vegas, which is, in general, I don't like. I can... You know, and Las Vegas is a big player in the gay travel industry.
Right.
It's a big player in the travel industry. To me, it's so much inauthenticity. To me, you're going to Las Vegas to see stuff that isn't authentic.
But you still find stuff you like.
But I find stuff I like there. And what I would say to people like me about Las Vegas, who say, oh, you know, it's filled with fat people and casinos and awful, awful stuff. It's like, yes, that's all true. But it has some amazing restaurants and amazing shows.
Yeah, right.
Like if you like Cirque du Soleil, you've never seen Cirque du Soleil until you've seen it in a theater that's been custom built for Cirque du Soleil.
Now, when you years and years ago, when you guys were doing Out and About, you did have a rating system.
Yes.
And it was a coveted rating system. I remember staying at a guest house in Palm Springs that had just been rated the Palms.
It was Five Palms.
Five Palms. And it was the Hacienda, one of our favorite properties.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is a beautiful place.
You've not done that
yet.
With Man About World. All right. So you're thinking of putting...
Not thinking. It's coming up.
All right. Because that was one of the things about Out and About. And that's actually your ability as a creative director and a publisher to put a stake in the ground, a unique stake, and say... We're giving this 3. We're giving this 5. We're giving this 4. Because that's actually your then. That goes somewhat
to... Is that how you plan to stay there? Is that how you look?
Well, no. I knew the owners. I knew they were New Yorkers that got transplanted out there and put all that effort in.
So we haven't done it yet because we've covered destinations that are really all mainstream accommodations with a few little gay places. We write about the gay places and what we think about them. But the we'll do it in Palm Springs. We'll do it in Fort Lauderdale, places where there are large numbers of gay-specific accommodations that aren't really rated by the mainstream travel publications like Fodor's and Frommer's.
Okay. So we're running out.
I want to
just
back up one second to Mag Plus, because you said, is this expensive to do? Mag Plus is a plug-in. It's a plug-in for InDesign. And anybody who has InDesign can plug in, can use these tools, can try it out, can create a magazine for free. The charge to publish your first issue, you can publish a first issue for $200 plus the $100 fee for Apple.
That supersedes the... going to the printer, doesn't it? I mean, Tim, I think we're...
You go to Kinko's and print 10 copies and you're done.
Yes. All right. So, Billy, let our listeners know how to find Man About World.
So the best way is to start at manaboutworld.com.
And that will link you to...
And that will link them to the App Store. The App Store, it's a little bit confusing to find your free issue. It's you actually have to subscribe. It's going to say subscribe for $39 a year. $39.99. Everything is $99 in the App Store. And we're on the newsstand under travel. But again, you can search there for gay travel.
Auto renew off.
But you can go into your settings and turn auto renew off. You can do it as soon as you download it. So you get the issue. You can see the issue. If you like it, leave auto renew on. You'll keep getting them. If it's not for you, turn auto renew off. But we'd love you to see it.
I think it will be for a lot of people. It's a great magazine, Billy. Thanks for joining us. Billy Kolber, Man About World. Stay with us through the OutQ News. We'll be right back for Hour 2. Super Sonic.